This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
German farmers dig in against subsidy cuts. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne, and a very good morning to you. German farmers are continuing to protest over the government's move to revoke key tax privileges. These proposals stem from a budget crisis after a court ruled that the country's 2024 budget was illegal. The BBC's Jessica Parker is in Berlin. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
So just give us the background to Germany's budget crisis. Why is the government there facing a financial black hole?
Yeah, I mean, it's a black hole of tens of billions of euros. And it is after in November last year, there was this bombshell ruling by Germany's constitutional court, which essentially declared that the government's planned budget was unlawful. So they had to go back to the drawing board, try and find some savings. And this is where this all began in terms of the farmers' protest, because they proposed to end farmers' tax breaks on agricultural diesel and abolish this preferential treatment they get as well in terms of vehicle tax. That latter proposal has now actually been dropped because of the controversy, and the plan to end tax breaks on agricultural diesel, that's now going to be phased in rather than brought in abruptly, but it doesn't seem to have really sufficiently assuaged farmers' anger. So this week, farmers are protesting up and down the country.
And what were farmers saying in terms of those subsidy cuts? How would they affect farmers in Germany?
A lot of them were saying it's a bit like the straw that broke the camel's back, and that they feel their industry isn't being properly supported, that it's being squeezed by rules and regulation and red tape. And some as well sort of spoke out against green initiatives that might come from Berlin or might come from the European Union in Brussels as being part of, as they see it, the problem as well.
Part of the conversation about these protests is concern of right-wing extremists infiltrating these protests. Is that a serious concern?
There are certainly examples and evidence of far-right groups turning up at protests or associating themselves with these demonstrations. And one campaigner we were speaking to yesterday was saying they actually changed their plans because they weren't comfortable with the prospect, as they knew was going to happen, of a far-right group turning up. That being said, look, I think not all of those taking part speak with one voice. There was a banner yesterday draped over one truck I saw that was explicitly in support of Alternative for Deutschland, which is, of course, the far-right party that's doing very well in the polls at the moment. But it's certainly true to say that there is a little bit of mixing in going on there with the wider politics of Germany and some of the trends that we're seeing.
Jessica Parker in Berlin, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
My pleasure.
Now, let's do the numbers. German factory output fell for the sixth consecutive month, matching its longest downturn since 2008. Asian stocks were mixed. Hong Kong's Hang Seng closed down 0.2%, while China's CSI closed up 0.2%. In Europe, stocks dipped in early trading, with Europe's region-wide Stock 600 down 0.1%. The UK government is likely to spend an extra $13 billion a year to support its college student loan system. Why? Well, the Institute for Fiscal Studies, a think tank, says it's because of higher interest rates over the past 2 years. It says the UK government might end up losing money on all student loans, regardless of whether they're repaid in full or not. The UK's Treasury says it's keeping tuition fees frozen for college students. The song Murder on the Dance Floor by the British pop singer Sophie Ellis-Bextor is back near the top of the charts for the first time in more than 20 years. And it's all because of the new film Saltburn. The track features in the comedy dramas eye-popping finale, yes, I've seen it, and has inspired a string of tributes on social media. The BBC's Will Chalk has the story. It's a murder on the dance
floor, but you better not kill the girl. If you've seen Saltburn, this song will conjure images of a stark naked Barry Keoghan dancing through the halls of a mansion house. Yeah, take care if you're operating heavy machinery right now. Thanks to its featuring in the film's climax and the subsequent TikTok trend with people, mostly fully clothed, recreating the scene, Murder on the Dance Floor has climbed back into the UK top 10 for the first time in more than 20 years. Sophie Ellis-Bextor told the BBC what she makes of it.
So I was approached by Emerald Fennell quite a few months ago now, actually, about using Murder on the Dance Floor in Saltburn. And when you're approached for approval of a song, you get a little synopsis of how the song will be used. So it said that it was going to use the song in its entirety while the main character dances in a stately home at the end of the film. Oh, and he will be completely naked for the entire dance routine. And I gave my approval very fast because not only was I a fan of Emerald's work, I thought, I really have to see that.
Now, if a viral film or TV show bringing a vintage pop hit to a new, younger audience sounds familiar, that's probably because it is. It doesn't hurt. After featuring in the Netflix series Stranger Things in 2022, Kate Bush's 1985 hit Running Up That Hill was pushed to the top of the UK charts for the first time. The singer spoke to the BBC.
What's really wonderful, I think, is that this is a whole new audience who, you know, in a lot of cases, they've never heard of me, and I love that. If you think you're getting
away, I will prove you wrong. Well, back to Saltburn, because as it stands, Murder on the Dance Floor has never been a UK number one. It's currently at number 8, but Sophie Ellis-Bextor says she's just enjoying the ride. I'm the BBC's Will Chalk, the Marketplace. Murder on the Dance Floor, but
you better not kill the girl. Hopefully we've got you dancing around this Tuesday morning. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Our producer today was Elizabeth Mahey. Our editor is Joe Critcher. And I'm Leanna Byrne. Have a great day and thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.